Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough?
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen King is here. Steve has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 5 years. He's the founder and the CEO, the president, and the King Biscuit over at Growth Force, growthforce.com. They help companies just like yours put their best foot forward in the operation of their business, the financial management of your business. And we're talking about job costing, Stephen. How to do a more internal, better job. Don't just manage your business with the financial statements, but internally, inside the financial statements, driving the gross profit. Don't just drive revenue. Don't just cut costs, but drive the gross profit in the middle of the P&L through managing the jobs that you do. Manage them independently, like they're their own financial statement, right? They're their own P&L.
Yeah, each job should have its own P&L. I mean, a lot of the traditional businesses that we work with, they'll look at a regular income statement that their tax CPA did, and they got their income up at the top, and then you got all their expenses listed, usually in alphabetical order. And payroll is about three quarters of the way down the row, and they see this big payroll expense. And when you're talking about a service business, that is typically the biggest expense they've got. It's often 70 to 80% of all the expenses when you add in the health insurance and the taxes. And then, but if you don't allocate that payroll, that fully loaded labor cost, to each customer and each job, you can't make decisions about pricing, about which clients are the right kind of clients to go get, and when do you hire and fire people.
I've got a friend who's an electrical contractor, does a lot of utility work and commercial work, and if you ask him how many employees he has, he says, "You mean on payroll, or how many do work for me every day?" And what he means by that is he's probably got 20 people who are there who have worked with him for years. The same people come to the same job every day, and then he said he'll tell you, but I've got 100. That might be working for me this month, and next month it might be 50. Month after that might be 150, because he's got electrician contractors out of the union that come and go, and so they're on his payroll, but they're job costing expenses, not permanent below the line payroll expenses, right?
Yeah, I mean they're if you're directly serving the client, it's direct labor, it's above the line, it's above gross profit. And the mistake a lot of businesses make is they just don't break out that payroll expense line item. And so we have really specialized in helping businesses set up their QuickBooks system and NetSuite and Xero to be able to show you the above-the-line labor costs fully loaded and automated, so that on their phone somebody can say, here's what I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And then when you run the payroll – and then you run the payroll, it just automatically gets charged to the customer in the job.
What about, some people will be listening and say, but I don't have work like that. I have customers, and the work we do is very fungible, how we do it. What would be, you can do the same thing with a customer, can't you? You can turn a customer relationship into its own job costing analysis, can't you?
Yeah, there's basically two levels of how you can do labor allocation, automated labor allocation. One is if you have timesheets, and another is if you don't. If you don't have timesheets, then what you do is when you run the payroll, you can allocate that payroll above and below the line at the company level and then at the department level or at the team level. Mm-hmm. And you can see what the gross profit is of the company, which is critical, because then you can make pricing decisions. Or you can see the gross profit by department or by team.
Well, and another thing, Stephen, if you've got one customer who's a customer you love, they're doing a lot of business with you, you love it, but you're using the same price list for them as you do for everybody else. If you do a job costing analysis of that relationship, you might find out that all of their products that they require from you require more freight than anybody else. So if you've been giving them the same price list as everybody else, your analysis, this job cost you would do on them, this customer costing you would do on them, would tell you you need to charge them more for that, because you can't throw all of it together with everybody else. What do you think?
I completely agree. And even worse, this is the biggest mistake that I see business owners make. They think that their biggest account is their best account, when in fact it's their worst, because they have squeezed them for pricing because they've got some pricing pressure. And we've got a number of stories on this. They require management support. So the most expensive people in the company are working on that account. Mm-hmm. And the organization doesn't really understand that just because this big account asks for it doesn't mean you should do it. If you're not getting paid, you shouldn't have that time leakage.
You can take that report, in a way, you can net it out to a few numbers. You can take that to a customer and say, Steve, over the last year, I've had a hard time making a profit off of you. Can we make some adjustments? I mean, I would have that conversation with them. If you're that close to them, what do you think? Most of us are vertically integrated with customers.
I have lots of stories of clients that did just that and were really afraid. You know, one of my IT clients in New York has Apple as their biggest account, and they were struggling with cash flow and profit. And if somebody has cash flow problems, it's because they're not pricing their job.
That's
right.
Exactly right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Stephen King, GrowthForce.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.